You are listening to Talking About Organizations, a podcast about management and organization studies. This is an excerpt of episode 58, the live recording from the second edition of our professional development workshop on classics of organization and management theory. This was held at the 79th annual meeting of the Academy of Management in August 2019. This podcast features the second speaker, Signe Vikkelse from Copenhagen Business School, who discussed the Tavistock Institute, in particular, the notion of task in their work. Let's listen.
My name is Signe Vikkelse, and I'm from Copenhagen Business School, and I will be talking about the Tavistock Institute, and I've called it Reviving Task, the notion of task, from the Tavistock Institute archives. And Tavistock was not exactly the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, are not always included in the contingency theory gang, but were very much inspirational for a lot of the contingency theories and shared a lot of the assumptions about that there is no one best way of organizing, that very much importantly, it depends on the task for which you organize. Something that I believe that organization and management theory has very much forgotten these days because we somehow skip over a more precise understanding of the task at hand for which an organization or a network organizes. I will hope to have the chance to invite you to revisit the Tavistock archives to understand and learn how much they actually have as a resource for understanding better the challenges, the demands of the task to organization. It's also an example, as Sarah explained about John Woodward, that the Tavistock people were very much engaged in also organizing society, helping out after the Second World War, raising Europe, again, getting back to understanding how come that organization may evolve in a certain unforeseen manner, an unfortunate manner, and how can we be better understanding the task requirements, but also the anxieties that play a role in the way that organization function. The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations were established in 1947 in Tavistock, UK, and closely related to the Tavistock Clinic, which played a key role in the British Army psychiatry. A number of projects during the 40s, 50s, and 60s were focusing on the group relations and the way you could organize best way according to the task. And these were very much live experiments. The Northfield experiments at where Bion conducted a lot of psychiatric experiments, or group relation experiments. The Calico Mills in Ahmedabad, the coal mine studies, which was very much the case for the development of socio-technical systems theory, the Glacier Metal Company, a live experiment, a naturally occurring experiment where both Elliot Jakes and Wilfred Brown were managing directors and researchers, and also the Pethick Hospital study where Isabel Menzies-Leith did a lot of a study of the way nurses organized the clinical work. And the concepts of assumptions that are characterizing the Tavistock School is that individuals, groups, institutions are systems with an internal and an external environment. Organization and management should focus on the transaction across the boundaries between the systems inside and outside. And the primary tasks, because sometimes there are more than one, is the focal point to understand the transaction across the systems inside and outside. You have to organize for the task so that the best way to organize is to make sure that the task in its specificity and its entirety, the whole task is taken care of. But the task requirements are not always aligned with human needs, and that the organizational challenge, the organizational issue is to balance the requirements stemming from the task with the human relations. They developed a lot of models that focused on what they called the task system versus the sentient system, which was very much the feelings, the emotions, the sentiments that people have in an organization and that are associated with this or that particular task. And this is something that is, I feel today, has been actually forgotten, that we now study emotions in organizations without connecting them to the task and realizing that a lot of anxieties and tensions in organizations are actually stemming from the task and related to the task. And that a very crucial point of organizing is to understand how we both cater for the task and cater for those emotions that the task invoke in people. And there are a lot of models. This is just two examples of the way that work groups may develop certain basic anxieties, basic assumptions about the task that hinder them solving the task, actually. and that the task may also have requirements from the outside that also that influences the way that task can actually be handled. On the other to the right side, there is also the way you can think about one person's role in an organization, that a person has a task, but he or her also has a emotional system around that, and these things do sometimes coincide and sometimes they are apart, so that sometimes people have an understanding of their task that they don't share themselves, or that they don't emotionally share, and that make it difficult for them to actually solve the task. And sometimes people tend to conflate the two things so that we only solve the task that we like and forget about those that we don't like. And so there are a lot of dynamics going on in organizations about the way we actually understand the task in its wholeness. A completely classic study is the study in the coal mines made by Tristan Bamford, about the way that the coal mining technology changed from being a handguard method, which was very much working in groups, small groups that helped each other getting the coals. And then you introduced the longwall technology that after which coal getting was becoming much more efficient, but it also undermined the social structure of the coal getters, so that they become overwhelmed with anxieties because they no longer could have the small support of a small team. And therefore a lot of controversies, a lot of morale problems emerged with these changes in technology. And it is a good example of the way the task also put on certain anxieties that you have to cater for in order to fulfill it, and that changes in technology will sometimes change also the emotional system around the task. Another example is taken from Miller and Rice's study, which I really can recommend revisiting. There's a lot of interesting studies also about research organization, where also the sentiments associated with doing research, very much people like us, that we are also sometimes having different types of emotions, different types of anxieties, own ambitions that are not easily compatible with the organizational purpose of doing research. There's an excellent study of dry cleaning and of airlines that I've just shown here, that to run an airline is very much about bringing together the task of carrying passengers from one place to the other, that it encompasses a multiplicity of tasks, separate tasks that has to come together. And there's, I really recommend reading it again today. It's really the same that goes on still in airlines, to make the ground system work together with the flying system. It's two completely different organizations to handle luggage and get people buying their flight. And then when people are shepherding people into the airlines and taking care of them while flying, a lot of anxieties, a lot of tensions, a lot of things you have to think about. And that complicates the way you can organize an airline system. I want to also take this opportunity to say that getting back to the task is, I think, very much something that organization theory should take upon itself. Because in practical organization, those that also happens to practically manage something knows that it's very important to actually understand what task you are managing and how to get people to understand that task or that purpose. But also in theories of organization, as a core concern to any organization and manager, as a top three contingency factor, that means that depending on the task, you should organize in this or the other way. Something I feel that organization theory has somehow come to forget in its preference for flat organizations or bossless organizations. Well, sometimes it's fitting the task and sometimes it's utterly unfitting the task, creating a lot of emotional anxieties in so-called self-management teams. I recommend really getting back to understanding the specific task as a mode of inquiry before discussing how to organize and what kind of organization you would prefer. And as a way of what I call anchoring the organizational reality, for which reality are you organizing? And I just found it curious that if you go back also to a lot of text of that age, even though they're not signing up under the contingency banner, they kind of repeat also the importance of knowing what you're doing. The first thing from Drucker: what is our business? It is as important a question in a business that appears to have little control over what it produces physically, a copper mine, for instance, or a steel mill, as in a business such as a retail store or an insurance company that seems to have a great deal of control. And today we come kind of think that everybody can manage whatever, that they don't need to be particularly well into the task to manage like an organization. I feel that is something that we have to get back to understanding the difficulties in. Know what you're doing, whether one chooses to count spines, charge spine counters or fish, it's still good to know what you're doing. And this holds true for inquiry in general. as well as for specific inquiries concerning organizational behavior. And finally, it was the genius of the Tavistock workers to combine a knowledge of therapy with a knowledge of the social psychology and social sociology of organizations. So to understand how to people work in organizations and the way you can cater for a task, you also need to understand the anxieties associated with the task and how you can contain them as a management system. Thank you.